Rasheed Davis, started his journey to the National Football League as a JUCO player in Southern California with virtually no football experience. He played so well at West LA College that he was offered a spot at San Jose State. And a very long story short, he found a spot in Chicago with the Bears and on a Super Bowl team. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. My name's Greg Stewart. Thank you very, very much for coming by today, and thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can give anytime a tax-deductible gift that helps to sponsor the show at WWIB.com. Rasheed Davis is 39 years of age now, still calling the Windy City home, and he is on the other end of the phone today. So you've been out of football since 2013, Rasheed. Tell our listeners what you're up to these days.
Okay, so what I'm doing in retirement, one of the things that I'm doing is I'm an ambassador for Biblica. If you know the International Bible Society, they just change names. And so I've been fortunate enough to travel the world these days speaking about my testimony and talking about how the Bible transforms lives. The Word of God can transform lives. And so that's one of the things that I'm doing. But I also started a charitable organization while I was playing called Saturday Place here in Chicago, which is a supplemental educational program for third and fourth grade Chicago public school students. So those are two of the things that I've been up to.
Very good. Well, I've shared that testimony of finding Jesus on the show here as we go on through. So you signed with the Bears in 05 after a few years of indoor ball and became really a clutch receiver for the Bears, and Rex Grossman was a quarterback down there in Chi-Town. Walk me through those years with the Bears, which included, I might add, the pinnacle of a pro football player playing in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, man. That was it's gone by so fast. You know, I was about to retire at one point before my last season in arena football, and I got to a point where I felt like the Arena Football League was sort of a trap for me. Not that it wasn't fun and not that I wasn't making decent money and it wasn't something that I wanted to do. It was just I knew that by the time I retired, unlike the NFL and some other pro leagues, I wouldn't have been set up to transition out of football very well. And so, ironically, until I stopped pushing to make it to the NFL and just prayed for God to give me some guidance, and then and once I was content with where I was at and said, Lord, I'm going to, you know, thank you for where I am. I'm going to just enjoy every moment of playing football as long as I can here in arena for this year, and whatever happens after this happens. And until I made that decision in my head and spiritually, and that commitment to God to be thankful, that was when the NFL came calling. All the other 3 years prior to that, I'd been pushing and trying everything I could to get a look from the NFL, and everything lined up that year. And then I went, obviously I played for the NFL. I played in Chicago for the Bears for 7 years and 1 year in Detroit in between those years. But the pinnacle of that, like as you said, was playing in the Super Bowl, which was the most amazing experience ever for someone who didn't start playing the game until college, really. I didn't start playing football until junior college.
Yeah, that is remarkable. Super Bowl 41 against the Colts, and I think you guys were, 13-2 heading into that game in South Florida. In fact, I believe you split with the Pack that year, didn't you?
Yeah, we did split. I think we won the first game. Yeah, we did. We won the first game early in the season. Bernard Berrien had a great game that game. I had my first catch in that game against Charles Woodson, the great Charles Woodson.
Yeah, one of the greatest Packers of all time. So you're still a Bears fan. What do you think of the Chi-Town team this year and the addition of Khalil Mack?
Well, I was excited about the team before we signed Khalil Mack here. But with Khalil Mack, I think our defense goes from being a top 10, which it was last year. So we have a solid defense, to a could be top five defense, maybe even number one, if Khalil is able to do what he did with the Raiders and add to what we already have. So that's exciting. It's exciting to have Coach Nagy here, who's I also played against in arena. They have two arena football guys on that staff. They have Matt Nagy, and they also have I'm blanking on his name, but he played for Detroit. He's a receiver coach, but I can't think of his name right now for whatever reason. Maybe it's because I played football, got hit in the head a few times. But the team, everybody's excited up here about what's going to happen this year, and hopefully we can push for a playoff berth.
Okay, my coach's name's going to come to you 2 a.m. Just, you know, don't call me when you wake up and say, oh, I remember. Rashid Davis, former NFLer, Super Bowl participant with the Bears, on the phone with me today on Sports and Commentary. Much more to talk about, including the work with Biblica, the International Bible Society that you're doing, and how Scripture's impacted your life, Rashid. So let's plan on getting together again on Sports and Commentary. Thank you for being here today. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.